B-Pod Studios.
Now we'd like to do a little segment. And coming up in a minute, we're going to let you hear from JT Real Muto and his challenge to all of Philadelphia. We'll get to that in a second. But first, we have all the takes. What's up, Pat?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Pat. Everybody's favorite little segment. Here we go, folks.
Now, hold on. For the record, that was you calling it little. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you got to own it, right?
Absolutely.
I want to take you back to last month when ESPN's Stephen A. Smith brought up a hiccup in the NBA bubble.
I mean, somebody's got to say it. You really, really think that people are going to be without their wives or their woman? Okay? I mean, the guys that are married without their wives, the guys that ain't married without their woman, you really, really think they honoring a bubble for 3 months and are going to deprive? Somebody got to tell the truth.
Well, he was telling the truth. Now, while he was talking about the NBA, it was an NFL rookie who made Stephen A. Smith's word ring true. Rookie cornerback Kama Sivarend was caught sneaking in a woman to the team's hotel. But that's not even the best part. Sivarend wanted, you know, that ass, obviously, so bad that he dressed her up in a Seahawks uniform or a hoodie or whatever. But he tried to
pretend. Team apparel, not a jersey.
He tried. Yeah, she had the shoulder pads and everything, right?
Mouthpiece.
She was going in there on the next kicker. But he was trying to make it look like she was a part of the team to evade team security. And shockingly, the team security was able to sniff that out. He was cut.
They sniffed out that ass.
This is an undrafted free agent rookie sneaking in a girl and thinking all we have to do is put a hoodie on and no one will know.
If you're going to get cut, you might as well go out on top.
So he started a vlog a la Matisse Thybulle to try to track his he took all the videos off. So some people are speculating maybe that's how the team kind of caught on wind to what he was doing. He might have put something in there that alluded to being able to sneak somebody in. We don't know.
Because, I didn't see the thing about the vlog.
Yeah,
he had posted videos already?
Yeah, he had posted some videos. He was very successful, 66 subscribers. And he immediately took them off.
What the hell is wrong with this guy? Like, first off, have we seen a picture of the lady yet?
No.
I hope she was worth it.
She looks like Kathy Ireland.
Oh, well, then totally. That's worth an NFL career.
One of my all-time favorites, Kathy
Ireland. Yeah, no, this is the guy's the biggest idiot in all the universe. Undrafted rookie has an opportunity to make a name for himself in the NFL, obviously trying to make the team and he throws it all away for some lady?
Nah, he's got a story to tell.
If it was Olivia Munn, it would have been understandable.
Well, I mean, I would have totally been on his side for that, but
once again,
this is pretty crazy. No, I saw that story. Guy's a moron.
All right, some NFL news. Some players got paid yesterday, guys. So we'll start off with Temple's own Deion Dawkins.
Hollow.
Drafted in the second round by the Bills, former two-star recruit. All right, shout out to him. He signed a 4-year, $60 million extension.
Nice kid, too.
Oh, yeah. You already snow. That's what he likes to say. You know that?
He had a whole mac and cheese thing up there with the Bills.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, but very popular.
Are you aware of his "you already snow"?
Well, see, you're saying it wrong.
How am I?
You're saying it. You already snow, and it's you already snow. It's S-C-H-N-O-W. Am I aware? No, I'm aware. Are you aware?
I don't think that's how he does it.
Google it, son.
I've interviewed
this
him.
This is my segment.
We're practically best friends.
Apparently, you already don't snow. Now we'll move on to the players who might affect the Eagles, though.
Let's drag this argument out about who knows Temple football players more.
Okay. You want to go?
I feel really awkward right now.
After Tim Saunders.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, see. You hate when you come at the king and you miss during his own damn segment.
I apologize.
You want to keep going?
No, I'm done now. Apparently, I don't schnell, so I'm sorry.
Now we'll move on.
M. Night Shyamalan wrote that.
Ghost wrote it. All right, now we'll move on to the extensions that could affect the Eagles.
Yes.
The long-awaited contract extension between the Chiefs and Travis Kelce,
yes,
along with the 49ers and George Kittle, they both happened yesterday. Kelce signed a 4-year, $57 million extension with the Chiefs, while Kittle signed a 5-year, $75 million extension with the 49ers. So I guess the question is Zach Ertz going to get an extension, guys?
Oh, he absolutely is going to get an extension, and it's not going to be that vicinity. It might be closer to the Travis Kelce deal, but as we talked about with our friend Adam Kaplan months ago, people were talking about the news that leaked out about how Zach Ertz was going to be waiting for the Kittle deal to see how that would work out, to see what kind of money he'd get.
Right.
And people took that as, oh, does he think he's going to get more money than Kittle? No, not at all. But he wants to know what the new market's going to be set at so he can get as close to that number as possible. I think he's more so looking at the Kelce number than he is Kittle.
I agree with that. I don't have a problem with that, and good for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all that he was waiting for.
It's worth mentioning he has the same agent that got Austin Hooper. I repeat, Austin Hooper.
Austin Hooper.
To be the highest paid tight end.
Yeah,
so,
that's funny.
All right. Superstar Damian Lillard. I repeat, superstar Damian Lillard has
Is this the superstar Damian Lillard
yes.
you're talking about here?
I don't want you to be confused with
Damian Lillard, the superstar.
Well, yeah, because
he's really, really good.
Some call him Dame.
Dame the superstar.
Dame Dalla.
Yeah.
Put some respect on his name.
You might confuse him with the rapper. No, this is the superstar Damian Lillard.
Gotcha.
He has propelled the Trailblazers, who were left for dead, to the play-in game against the Memphis Grizzlies. The superstar did have a bad game, though, Bob. All right? He only had 42 points, but the team managed to overcome those deficiencies and win anyway.
You know, we have questions about Joel Embiid and his consistency. When is Damian Lillard just going to...
Sign of a good team when you can, you know, guy has an off game and you can still, you know...
It's a good point.
Go for it.
There you go. Superstar champion. The other guys on the squad. I admire that.
Jamie, you got nothing. You got nothing on the
Dame speaks for himself.
No, I mean, I put that in there for you. And
did you catch the audio last night? Because you can hear everything on the court. Dame Lillard made this amazing like crossover play as the shot clock was expiring down to the corner baseline, and he's basically like falling out of bounds as shooting a three, and the Nets player couldn't have played better defense. Like literally straight up and down with him, a hand in the face, all of it. And Dame swishes it, and you hear the player, I forget who it was, go, God damn! like, what else am I supposed to do here?
How do you got a superstar?
Would you say it was a superstar move, James?
Well, it was the definition of a superstar move.
Now we'll move on to somebody.
I think anyone who was on the fence about whether or not he was a superstar, it kind of solidified the fact that he
is. Not on the fence of how great of a player he is.
Oh no.
That's not the argument that Mark just said. Not the argument. Are you deaf or stupid? Which is it? I love you, Bob. I just want to clarify. I love you for the listener. I love you, okay? But sometimes when you say stuff, I get angry and I lash out. And okay. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that as
I'll
a friend.
In 11 minutes, all right?
It was emotional.
I feel like Happy Gilmore right now, phoning up to his girlfriend.
Well, now I want to punch you. Anyway, go ahead. What else you got?
Now we'll go from one superstar to just a super guy. And Bob Cooney, who has a golf story. Look at that segue. So Bob has
a
golf
story. I
curse
so bad right now.
I wouldn't, you know what? I'll turn my mic off, you turn yours off, you yell whatever you want. Go ahead.
Bob, so tell the golf story you got.
Pat, this is your segment. Go ahead.
Hold on a damn minute. Hold on.
Wow.
Did you just call in a guest for all the takes?
We're going out to the Comcast Business Hotline, and we're being joined by Bob Cooney. Bob.
What is this golf story, Bob? You were
this is unbelievable. I'm switching around last night, watching different things, and I stumbled upon the amateur golf championships, and it's in Oregon. It was really windy, beautiful weather, but really windy. So there was a match going on that was pretty good, tied through 16, and these guys apparently had gone back and forth. Well, they get to 18, and they're both sitting two on a par four. One guy's in a bunker, one guy's like in the rough right next to the green. Well, the guy in the bunker, because it was so windy, a lot of the sand had been blown out. So the announcers are saying, this is going to be a really tricky shot because you don't know how much sand is in there, how hard it is. All of a sudden, the caddy of the guy jumps into the bunker and starts rubbing his hand around the sand to feel what it's like. And I'm sitting at home going, you can't do that. Like, what is this? He literally was picking up sand and playing. He was like playing in the sand. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then all of a sudden, you see an official come over and you see people pointing like, dude, what are you doing? The kid gets out and he's standing there. It's a kid. This guy looks like he's early 20s. And he gets out and an official comes over and is asking him questions. And you see him shaking his head like, oh no, I was just like waving the sand to see how hard. The kid is like lying his ass off and you can hear him on the thing. And they have video of him jumping in and playing with the sand. And he's trying to say, no, I didn't touch it. Well, it's not only a stroke penalty. No, it's a hole penalty. You lose the hole. They were tied at 18, and the guy lost the hole and thusly the match.
Who was this caddy?
It was caddy from Happy Gilmore.
It looks just like him. I was going to put a tweet out of the caddy from Happy Gilmore to plug the social media accounts, and then Jamie has to jump into the segment.
Right before that, he was actually bathing in the lake next to 18.
Anyway, we'll move on.
He picked up the cracker and ate it right there on the green.
So you got to fire that guy, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know if he's a hired guy because it's an amateur tournament.
That's a question.
You know what I mean?
At an amateur tournament, are the caddies professionals? Like,
are they your friend? Like your golf buddy?
It's probably your bro.
Yeah,
hitting a bong.
Bro, the sand is moving. The sand's literally moving. The sands of time. We'll move on.
All right.
In today in history,
you were just going to pick it up and move on right away.
Yeah. But whatever.
We're here now.
I let it sit there.
Yeah, you let it sit for a little
marinate,
too long.
and then we pick it up and we move on.
All right.
And we're moving on.
Just so you know, people's days have been affected by what you just did. It's 8:43 in the morning, and the rest of their
and
day.
And the day's ruined.
And they'll think back to that.
You're welcome, America.
That sands of time. Whatever, snowy. What do you got?
And today in history, it was a busy day in Philly sports birthdays. We could focus on former sixth overall pick Mike Mamula. We could also check in on former Philly great Juan Pierre. Or even former Chip Kelly signing Tim Tebow. But we'll focus on a guy who actually didn't play in Philly, Ed O'Bannon. You have any idea why I brought up Ed O'Bannon?
Video games, college sports.
Because he ruined fun, Jamie.
The man ruined fun because he was a forced thinker.
Because he dare want to capitalize on his likeness. How dare he? And now because of it...
Don't forget Charles O'Bannon, too.
Yes, his brother. Now because of it, I can't play NCAA anything. Because this guy had the gall and the audacity to want to get paid for being in a video game. Can you believe it?
I'm with him. 1,000%.
That didn't go the way I thought.
No. What?
Yeah, nobody's with you on that.
Yeah, you're alone.
I'm joking.
College video games, I'm out.
No, really?
Yeah.
No. NCAA football used to be the best.
Play Madden.
NCAA football was better than Madden.
Yeah.
But instead of paying these guys, the games were like, oh, no, we'll just stop making the game then. We're good. Won't make the game.
What was Biff's name? Is it Biff Bannon? Biff O'Bannon from the...
Biff Tannen?
Tannen.
And we'll move on to the movies. Good segue. Movie theaters are opening this upcoming
Congratulations,
Thursday.
Yes.
AMC theaters are selling tickets for 15 cents. So, for 15 cents, who wants to go to the movies with me after I won my big bets last night? Huh? Tickets are on me.
I'm good, thank you. Olivia Munn might want to go with you.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Wouldn't it?
That'd be awesome.
It's not happening. But thank you, Patrick. I appreciate it.
What a killer guy's
dream. Going to Xfinity today with us?
I'm producing the game.
What an excuse.
Hello?
Plus, anytime I go to Xfinity, they look around and they go, whose child is this? Somebody lose an 11-year-old?
Maybe you shouldn't be wearing the Buzz Lightyear backpack, my friend.
That doesn't help, but yeah, if the game isn't on the radio, you know who screwed up.
You do it to yourself, my friend. You do it to yourself.
You gotta own it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.